Today's Amud is Yevamos Ches Amud Aleph. We're holding on Ches Amud Aleph, 12 lines on the top, by the words V'Bayis Eima. So the Gemara spent the last four blot. Finally, we got to a teretz for why we need a leho. And Bezus Hashem, on today's Amud, we have another teretz, really two terutzim, to our original kasha. So again, just the chazer over. The Gemara in Gimel Amud Beis asked, where do we know, what's the makar that Yibum, that there's no Yibum with an erva? The Mishnah Beis Amud Aleph said that an erva is pater from Yibum, she even paters the tzara, the tzara's tzara. So what's the makar for that din? And the Gemara brought a braisa, which makes a drasha of aleha, aleha. It says aleha by the erva of Aches Isha, a person's wife's sister. It says over there the word aleha, and it says aleha by Yibum. So we darshan from there that when the Torah says that the person's not allowed to marry his wife's sister, it means even if it's in a matziv, even if it's in a situation of Yibum, a person is not allowed to do Yibum with his wife's sister. So if you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah, Rachel's sister, and Reuven died without having any children, so technically Rachel falls to Yibum now to Shimon, but being that Shimon is married to Leah, who's Rachel's sister, so Shimon does not have a din Yibum with Rachel, because that's the drush of Aleha, that there's no Yibum with Achis Isha, with the person's wife's sister. And the Gemara had said that from Achis Isha, we learn out to all of the Arayis that there's no Yibum with any Erva. And the Gemara asked that, why do I need a Makar? Why do I need a Leha? Why do I need this Drasha in the Braisa to teach me that there's no Mitzvah Yibum when there's an Erva? L'chayr it's Pasha. Why would I think that there is a Mitzvah Yibum? So the Gemara wanted to say, maybe Midin Asei Deich Lois Asei, maybe that the Asei of Yibum would override the Lois Asei of Arayis. Ultimately, the Gemara was not able to prove that we would say that an asay, that asay of Yibum would be daicha, the lais asay, sheish bakares of arayas. And therefore, the Gemara came on to a different teretz. The Gemara said that the havamina, the reason why we need the drasha of aleha, the havamina, that Yibum would override the isra of achis isha, and really all arayas, is because I would have thought that we could learn out a mametzinu from the erva of eshesach, because really every case of Yibum involves arayas. Anytime Reuven dies without having any children, and his wife now falls to Shimon, she's always an erva because she's his brother's wife, and that's the erva of Eishas Achiv. Eishas Achiv. So Eishas Ach. So the being that she's Eishas Ach, so automatically she's always going to be an erva, and yet still the Torah says to do Yibum. So I might have thought to learn from Eishas Ach that just like by Eishas Ach the Torah is matter the Isra of Arayis for the sake of Yibum, so to by all Arayis that's the case, and by Achis Isha that's the case, and that's why I need the drasha of Aleha to teach us not like that, to teach us that no, when there's an erva, so there's no Yibum, only by Eishas Ach was a special heter. And the Gemara asked, that why, how would you be able to learn out from Eishas Ach to all Arayis when by Eishas Ach, it's true she's an Erva, but she's only one Erva. She's Eishas Ach. She's his brother's wife. But anytime you have a different Erva, let's say Achis Isha, let's say in the case where Reuven's married to Rachel and Shimon's married to Leah, and Reuven dies without having any children, and Rachel now falls to Shimon, so Rachel has two Isurim on her. Number one, she's Eishas Ach. She's his brother's wife. And number two, she's also Achis Isha. She's Shimon. Shimon's wife's sister, she's Leah's sister. So she has two Isurim. How could you learn now from Eishas Ach? Why is there a Havamina that Yibum would be Daicha Arayis? How would you be able to learn out from Eishas Ach with a Mametzinu? Eishas Ach is only one Isur. By all other Arayas, there's two Isurim. So the Gemara answered, Hayol Ishtri, the Yisrael of Hayol Ishtri, that I would have had a Havamina that once Yibum is Daicha, the Erva of Eishas Ach, so it would also be able to be Daicha, the Isur of Achis Isha. And that's why Kamash Malon Aleha, and I need the Drasha of Aleha to teach us otherwise that Yibum does not override the Isur of Arayas. The Bais Eima now, says the Gemara, a different teretz, much shorter. Says the Gemara that the reason why I had a Havamina without Oleha, I would have had a Havamina to say that Yibum would override Arayis, and there would be a Chi of Yibum even when the Avama is an Erva, is because Asya Behekesha Mid Rabbi Yoina. Not a Mametzinu, but I would have learned it out from the Hekesh of Rabbi Yoina. What's the Hekesh of Rabbi Yoina? Zahamar Rabbi Yoina Vitaim Ravuna Breid Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Kra, the Torah tells us, It says after the parasha of Arayas, at the end of the parasha, after it lists all the different Arayas, the pasuk then groups them all together, and it says that somebody who does any one of these Arayas, so he's chayiv karis, so the Torah puts them all together, hukshu kol araya is kula in la'esh asach, and if so, we could say that all of the Arayas are compared to esh asach, that ma'esh asach sharia, and therefore we can learn from esh asach, that just like Eish Ach is Mutter B'makom Yibum, Af Kol Arayas Nami Sharyon, and therefore all the Arayas are also Mutter B'makom Yibum, and that's why Kasa Rachmana Aleha, and that's why I need Aleha to teach us otherwise, that there's no Yibum with an Erva. So the Gemara is saying a second Teretz now. The Gemara is saying that the Havamina, that Yibum would be even with an Erva, is because I have a Hekish to Eish Ach. Before we wanted to learn it out from a Mamitzinu from Eish Ach. Here the Gemara is saying now I have a Hekish from Eish Ach, because being that all the Arayas are grouped together, anyone who does any one of the Arayas, he is chayev kares, the Torah groups them all together in one pasuk, so that's a hekesh, that's the midah of hekesh, and I can memelo compare all the Arayas to Eish Ach, and I could say that just like Eish Ach, there's Yibam, even though she's an Erva, so to all Arayas, there's Yibam, even though she's an Erva. Now Rashi points out over here, the Gemara doesn't have a kasha, that the same kasha that we asked before, but how could you learn that from Eish Ach? Eish Ach is only one Isser, and all the other Arayas are two Isurim. So how could you learn that from Eish Ach? The other Arayas, when she falls to Yibum, she's always going to be Eish Ach plus. She's going to be Eish Ach and Achis Isha. So why doesn't the Gemara here ask that Kasha? Rashi says the answer is because the Klal is Ein Meshivin Ala Hekish. When you have a Hekish, so we don't ask Pirchis. When you have a Mamitzinu, if you're just learning it out from Eish Ach, and you want to just assume that, oh, if we find that Halacha by Eish Ach, let's apply that everywhere. So then if you have a pircha, then we don't say the Mamatzinu. And that's why the Gemara earlier asked the pircha, that how can you learn that from Eish Ach? And the Gemara was forced to answer with the Yesod of Hayel v'Ishtri Ishtri. But over here, the Gemara doesn't even have a kasha, because over here it's a hekesh. The klal is Ein Meshivin Ala Hekesh. We don't ask pirchas on a hekesh. Memela, this would be a makar that stands by itself without Hayel v'Ishtri Ishtri. This works simply midin hekesh, that I have a hekesh from all the arayas to Eish Ach. Just like Eish Ach is mutter b'makom yibum, so to all of the arayas are mutter b'makom yibum. That was the havamina, and kamash malon, the drasha of aleha, that no, the aleha teaches us that no, that the aleha, the pasuk, the drasha is by achis isha. The aleha teaches us that by achis isha, there's no yibum, because she's an erva, so therefore there's no yibum. And like the Gemara said on Gimel Amadeis, is that once we have that halacha, by Achis Isha, that by Achis Isha there's no Yibam, so we compare all the Arayos to Achis Isha. And now we can even say even more. It's a Hekesh. It's not just a Mamatzinu. It's a Hekesh. They're all Hukash to each other. So we learn out all the Arayos from Achis Isha, and we say that just like Achis Isha, the Torah was Megala, that she's Aser even B'makom Yibam, Aleha Aleha, she's Aser even when it's a situation of Yibam. So to all of the Arayos, we learn out from Achis Isha, that they're all pater from Yibam, that they're all pater, even that they're all aser, even when it's a situation of Yibam. We darshan further, they even pater the tzara, and the tzara is tzara, but the point is that the mitzvah of Yibam does not override the iser erva. Now, Amar Le Rav Acha Midifti L'Ravina. Rav Acha Bar Midifti Asa Ravina, very pashat the kasha. Then Michti, let's think about what we just said. Kol Arayos, it comes out really like this, before we read it inside. It comes out that all of the Arayos, most of them, the Torah doesn't tell us if Yibam should override the Isser of Erva. The Torah doesn't tell it to us. There's two of them that the Torah tells it to us by. By Eish Ach, the Torah tells us that there is Yibam with an Eish Ach. Eish Ach, that's the classic mitzvah of Yibam. Every Yibam is Eish Ach. And there the Torah says that there is a mitzvah of Yibam. And then there's the erva of Achis Isha. By Achis Isha, we have a drasha of Aleha Aleha to teach us that by Achis Isha, there's no Yibam. And what did we say in Gimel Amud Beis? That we learn out all the rest of the Arayos from Achis Isha. And we say that just like Achis Isha, she's an erva, she's chayiv kares, and there's no yibam. So to all the arayas that there are an erva, there's a chayiv kares, and there's no mitzvah of yibam. Now Amar Le Rav Acha Midifti L'Ravina that Michti. Let's think about this. Kol arayas ikal kshinu la'eishes ach v'ikal kshinu la'achis isha. There's two things on the table over here. You could either compare it to Eishes Ach and say that they're all Mutter and Yibum, all the other Arayis, or you could compare the other Arayis to Achos Isha and you could say that they're Aser. So my chazis de akshatu la Achos Isha akshinu le Eishes Ach. So why is it that you chose to make the Hekesh to Achos Isha and you said that just like Achos Isha there's an Iser even b'makam Yibum, so to all the Arayis they're Aser even b'makom yibum, you could just as easily make the hekesh to Eishes Ach, and you could say that Eishes Ach has a heter b'makom yibum, so too the arayas have a heter b'makom yibum. Things seem to be pretty even over here. So why do you choose to make the hekesh to Achos Isha and say that there's no yibum by an erva? Make the hekesh to Eishes Ach and say that there is yibum by an erva. So says the Gemara to Terutzim. Ibayis Ema, it's a klal that Lakula v'chumra l'chumra makshinan, that any time you can make a hekesh Lakula, and you could just as easily make the hekesh l'chumra, so the klal is that we go to chumra, we go l'chumra, and we'll speak about that in a moment, but that's the klal, that any time you can make a hekesh, and you have two options, you can either compare it to Eishes Ach and say a kula, that all the arayas are mutter b'makom yibam, or you could say a chumra, and you could compare all the arayas to Achos Isha, and you could say that they're aser b'makom yibam. So then the klal in such a case is that you go l'chumra and you compare it to Achos Isha and you say that all the arayas are aser b'makom yibam. That's the klal. The Bais Ema says the Gemara, a second teretz, that hacha tre isuri v'hacha tre isuri. That when it comes to Achos Isha and the other arayas, so they both have two isurim. They're both Eishes Ach plus. Eishes Ach plus Achos Isha, Eishes Ach plus Bitoy, or whatever the erva is. So being that there's two, it's two and two, we'd rather compare it to Achos Isha because they're more similar. But Tre Mitre Alfinan, I'd rather learn out two from two. Abul Hacha Chada Isura Utre Michada Le Alfinan. But when it comes to Eishes Ach, so Eishes Ach is only one Shem Isser. She's only Eishes Ach. And so to learn out all the other Arayas, which carry two Isurim, because it's Eishes Ach plus, it's Eishes Ach plus Bitoy, or whatever the Isser is. So that already we're not going to do. Which means that even though we said that we don't ask questions, we don't ask pirchas on a hekesh, and therefore the Gemara never asked before that how could you make a hekesh from Eishes Ach? Eishes Ach is only one Isser and the other Arayas are two. The Gemara didn't ask that because Eimash even ala hekesh. It's true. We don't have a pircha over here. But what the Gemara is saying is that when all things are equal, and you can learn out from Eishes Ach, or you can learn out from Achos Isha, so we have to use Svara to determine which one are we supposed to learn it out from. It's true, it's not a pircha. One and two is not a pircha, but it could help us figure out which one the Torah wants us to make the hekesh to. So being that we have Eishes Ach, which is only one Isser, and Achos Isha, which is two Isurim, and the other Arayas are also two Isurim, so we'd rather learn out the other Arayas from Achos Isha, as opposed to learning it out from Eishes Ach and saying that they're mutter b'makom yibam. So that's why, says the Gemara, two terutzim, that's why we compare it to Achos Isha, and we say that the other Arayas are aser even b'makom yibam. Again, the second teretz was that because they're both two isurim, that's why we'd rather learn it out from Achos Isha. And the first teretz was everything's equal, but it's you could go l'kula, you could go l'chumra. So the klal is that when you could go l'kula and you could go l'chumra makshina, and we always go l'chumra. Now there's an interesting prima gadim. The prima gadim in his psicha to Or HaChaim in Chelik Aleph Aisyad. So the prima gadim over there he writes that this idea that when you could go l'kula or you could go l'chumra, so the klal is the chumra makshinon, the prima gadim says that it's midin safik. It's that being that we don't know what to do, we don't know, should we go the kula, should we go the chumra? So being that we don't know what to do, so therefore we go the chumra. That's the way the prima gadim is masber the klal, that the reason why we go the chumra is just misafik. However, the Avni Nezer and his Truvas and Aruch Chaim and Simon Samach Beis, so the Aruch Chaim asks on the Prima Gadim from our Gemara, that how could you say that this klal, that you go l'chumra, is only midin safik? It's only because we don't know what to do, so Mamela will just be machmer, we'll go l'chumra. Over here in our Gemara, it's not just the chumra, it's also a kula. What's the case over here? The case is, let's draw it out. We have an erva, let's say a bitai. We have Ruvain, who's married to Bracha. Bracha is his brother Shimon's daughter. daughter. Reuven is married to his niece. He's married to Bracha. And he's also married to Shprinza. And Reuven dies without, or you can even leaving out Shprinza. Stump, you have Reuven who's married to Bracha, the daughter of Shimon. And Reuven dies without having any children. So now Bracha falls to Yibum to Shimon. So do we say that Shimon has to be Miyabim her or not? So says the Gemara, it depends. If we're going to compare it to Eshes Ach, if we'll make the Hekesh to Eshes Ach, if we'll make the Hekesh from Bitoi to Eshes Ach, so we'll say that she's Mutter, and they're Chayiv in Yibum. And if we say that no, we're supposed to make the Hekesh to Achis Isha, so then we'll say that no, she's Pater from Yibum, just like Achis Isha. Says the Gemara, L'kulo L'chumra, L'chumra Makshinan, that we go L'chumra, and we say that she's Pater from Yibum. The truth is though, is that that's not really just a Chumra, because it's true it's a Chumra in the context of Yibum, but it also leads to a Kula, because now we're going to allow her to marry Lashuk without doing Chalitza. Someone who's Chayiv in Yibum is not allowed to marry someone else without doing Chalitza. In this case, we're going to allow her to go out, and she's not going to do Chalitza, and she could go ahead and she could marry someone else. So that's also a Kula. So it's also a Kula, the fact that she's pater from Yibum. Also, she's going to pater her tzara if Reuven's also married to Shprinza. So the bracha is going to pater her tzara as well. So that's also a kula. Now the tzara is going to go out scot free. So really, this is not just the chumra. Says the Avnei Nezer, the kula l'chumra, the chumra makshinan is not because misafik will just be machmir. You see from our Gemara now like that, because over here it's also a kula what we're doing. Says the Avnei Nezer, the kula l'chumra, the chumra makshinan is a it's a midah. It's a midah shatayra nidrashas behen. It's the way, it's the pass down from Sinai that that's what you're supposed to do. That when you have an opportunity to make a hekesh l'kula or l'chumra, what the kavana of the Torah is to go l'chumra. Now, of course, in this case, it also leads to a kula. But that's the midah, is that you do with a thing that's a chumra right here. That's the way the Avnei Nezer is mazber the klal. So just tell me, machlekes had to be mazber this klal, l'kula l'chumra, l'chumra makshinan. The Prima Gadim says it's midin safik. The Avnei Nezer says that no, it's a din vaday. That's the klal. That's the midosh atayra nidreshes behen, is that l'kula l'chumra, you go l'chumra. Al-Kabanim, so the Gemara answered the kasha that that's why we compare the Arayis to Achis Isha. In the end of the day, that's why we compare it to Achis Isha and not to Eshes Ach. But we also answered the Havamina. The reason why we needed the drasha of Achis Isha is because without that drasha, without Aleha, I would have said to compare all the Arayis to Eshes Ach and said that they're all Mutter, but Makam Yibum, Kamash Malan Aleha. So now that's two Terutzim. Terutz number one was a Mamatzina from Eshes Ach, and even though there's a Pircha, but we'll have Hail the Ishtri. And Terutz number two is that we have a hekesh to Eshes Ach. That's the Havamina, that's why we need Aleha, is because otherwise we would have said to make a hekesh to Eshes Ach and said that all the Arayas are Mutter B'makam Yibam. Rava Amar, Rava says, and it's sort of a third Teretz, Rava says that Erva Loi Tzricha Kram, that Eina Chanami, your Rava is totally masking to the Kasha that we've been asking for the last 4.5 block. Rava says, we've been asking, why do I need Aleha? Even without Aleha, I know that Yibam doesn't override the Isser of Arayas. Says Rava, you're right. You're 100% right. I don't need Aleha. I don't need Aleha. I know that an Erva is Aser even without a Pasuk. Now, wow, what about Hayel v'Ishtri Ishtri? What about the Hekesh? So Taisus deals with what Rava says to the other Terutzim of the Gemara. Rava obviously didn't hold of Hayel v'Ishtri Ishtri. He didn't hold of the Hekesh, whatever the case is. But Rava says, Eina Chanami, our Kasha was right the whole time. Our Kasha was right that Erva Lai Tzricha Kra. We don't need a Pasuk to say that there's no Yibam with an Erva. Because of course, Yibam can't override the Laisa Sei Sheesh Bakaris of the Isra of Arayis. So that's Pasha. So why, but the Braisa Lamaisa mentioned such a drasha. The Braisa says a drasha of Aleha. Rava's not going to argue on a Tana. So how could Rava just come and say that Erva Leitzricha Kra? Says Rava, Ki Itzrich Kra. Of course, the Braisa does make the drasha, but you know why the Braisa was making the drasha? Not because of the Erva herself, it was Lamesar Tzara. It's because it was also through Aleha, Aleha, and through the word of Litzrar, that we darshan that not only is the Erva Pater, but she also patters the Tzara. So the Erva, in a Chanami, we don't need the Drasha of Aleha to teach me the Isser on the Erva, but we needed to teach us the Isser on the Tzara. Now ask the Gemara, The erva leitzricha kra. How could Rava come and say that? That the erva doesn't need a pasuk. That the braisa never meant to make the drasha for the erva herself. The drasha was only for the tzara. Vahatanya, but that braisa that we had on Gimel Amud Beis, the lashon of the braisa was, is ainli elahi. The braisa darshint, aleh aleh. Now I know that she's pater, that the erva is pater from evil. How do I know the tzara? And the braisa then said, litzor. So you see the braisa seems to be making this drasha on the erva herself. It says ainli elahi. From this, I only know that she's pater. How do I know that Sarah? So it sounds like the drasha is going on the erva as well. Not like Rav has said that erva leits yichakra. So says the Gemara, no, mishum tzarasa. It was a shtickle lav dafka. When the Braisa said that for now I only know that the issur is on her, how do I know the tzara? We were just coming to lead up to the tzara. It wasn't because they actually needed the drasha to teach us that the erva herself is pater. Well, ask the Gemara, but there's another lashon of the Braisa which sounds like we do need the pasuk for the erva. Vakatani ain li elahein. The Braisa then extends the Isser and says that just like by Achis Isha, there's an Isser even by Makam Yibam, so too by all other Arayas, the other Arayas we learn out from Achis Isha, that they too are Usser even when it's in a situation of Yibam. And the Braisa said, Ein li elahein. From here I only know that the Arayas themselves are Usser. How do I know the Tzara? So it sounds like we need the Drasha to teach us that they themselves are Usser. Says the Gemara again, no, Mishum Tzari Seyan, it's a shtickle lav dafka, we don't really need a Drasha. A pasuk to say that the arayis themselves that they're pater from yibum, that's pashut. Ein asay dechaleis say sheish bakaris. The reason why we needed the drasha is to extend the iser also to the tsaris of all the other arayis. Okay, well, ask the Gemara Tashema. Ask another kasha. We learned in the Braisa that Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi said, V'lakach u'lakacha. The lashon of the pasuk is that when you have two brothers together, u'meis echad mehem, and one of the brother dies, and he doesn't have any children. So the pasuk says that the woman is the Yavama, she's not allowed to marry Achutza. Rather, Yavama, her Yavam, Yava Yaleh, has to be with her, u'lakacha, and has to take her, loy li'isha, at him as a wife, Yivma, and he does Yibam with her. So now the pasuk could have said V'lokach. It didn't have to say L'kacha. We know who we're talking about. We know when he takes, he's taking her. So why is there an extra hay? And also V'yavam, V'yavma, the Torah could have said V'yavam and he's Miyabim her. It didn't have to say V'yavma that he does Yibam with her. So why does the Torah put the extra hay over there? So the Braisa darshins in the name of Rabbi that we darshin from these two extra hays, La'asar Sarais va'arayas. We darshan from here that also the arayas and also the tsarais, they're all aser b'makam yibam. So how could Rava say that erva loitz richakra, that we don't need a drasha for the erva herself? Rabbi in this braisa seems to be saying pretty clearly, he darshans, albeit from a different pasuk, it's not from aleha, he darshans from ulakha and ulakacha and v'yivma, but lamaisa, he has a drasha to teach us both that the tsarais are aser and also that the arayas are aser. Not like Rava, who said that erva doesn't need a drasha. So says the Gemara, no, that's not what Rabbi meant. Rabbi never meant that we needed the drasha for the arayas. Eimo la'asur tzareis shel arayas. He didn't mean that we darshan from v'lakcha and ulakacha and v'yivma to asur tzareis and arayas. He meant tzareis shel arayas. It's from here that we darshan the isra on the tzareis. But the erva herself, it was pashut that she's pater from yibam because ena seidei chaleisa seishyesh bakaris. Rabbi meant to say tzareis shel arayas, which on the one hand sounds like a daichik. On the other hand, the Aruch HaNer points out that it's actually meduyik like that in the Braisa, because otherwise it's weird. Why would Rabbi say that we darshan from the drash from Ulakacha and the Yivma to Aser Tzareis and Arayus? He should say to Aser Arayus and Tzareis. Arayus should come first. First the Erva's pater, and then she paters the Tzara. Why did Rabbi say Tzareis and Arayus? So the Aruch HaNer points out that Lafi the Teretz of the Gemara, that Rabbi really meant to say Tzareis shel Arayus, it's meduyik, because Rabbi was never talking about the arayas themselves. He meant to say tzareis shel arayas. So then it's medayik the lashon of the braisa. Okopanim. So the Gemara so far still has no kasha on Rava from the braisa of Rebbe, because the Gemara is answering that Rebbe never meant to say that there's a drasha from here to the erva. The drasha was only to the tzareis. Ask the Gemara though, how could you say that Rebbe is darshaning from ulakacha and v'yivma just to aser that tzareis shel arayas and not tzareis and arayas v'atrei krei kanasavle? But he's clearly bringing two different drashas, so it has to be that we're learning two different halachis from it. It can't be he's darshaning from two hays one iser, that there's only an iser on the tzareis. It has to be, he meant tzareis and also a arayis. Otherwise, how could he be learning one iser from two psukim? So from two extra words. So says the Gemara, again, Vatrei Kreikonasav, Rabbi was bringing two words. So my lav chad la'erva v'chad la'tzara. L'chayra, one of them is for the erva herself, and one is for the tzara. But again, it's a kasha on Rava. Rava who said that erva la'tzricha kra, Rabbi seems to say otherwise. Rabbi seems to say that we do need a drasha, both for the tzara, and also for the erva herself. So says the Gemara, why no? Idi v'idi l'tzara. Then no, neither of them are for the erva herself. Like Rava said, erva leitzricha kra. We don't need a pasuk to tell us that there's no yibam with an erva. We only need it for the tzara. Ah, why would Rebbe have two extra hays for one halacha of tzara? So says the Gemara that there's two halachas about the tzara that Rebbe was learning from here. Chad lemeisar tzara b'makay mitzvah from ulakacham. So Rebbe was learning that chad lemeisar tzara b'makay mitzvah. From ulakacha, we darshan that the yavam is supposed to take her, but not her tzara. Meaning if she's an erva, so then there's, besides the isra of the erva, we darshan that the hay is a miyut, that he only takes her, and not a tzara of an erva. So that's to teach us that there's an isra on the tzara b'makay mitzvah. The tzara's erva, when she falls to yibum, so if, for example, Reuven is married to Bracha and to Shprinza, Bracha being Shimon's daughter, and Reuven dies without having any children. So Shimon is usher to Shprinza. That's called the tzara b'makay mitzvah. It's the tzara that falls through a matziv of Yibam. So that's what we learn out from Ulakacha, that Yibam is only with her, but now with the tzara of an erva. And then from the Yivma, from the extra hay over there, v'chad l'mishri tzara shalai b'makay mitzvah. There Rabbi was darshaning the diak, that it's only because it's Yibam, it's only b'makay Yibam, that's when we say that there's no, that there's an is on the tzara's erva. But shalai b'makim yibam, if let's say it was Baruch that was married to Bracha and to Shprinza, Baruch being a complete stranger to Shimon, and then Baruch dies, so or Baruch gave them both a get, so then Shimon's allowed to marry Shprinza. That's called the tzara shalai b'makim mitzvah. And that's learnt out from Yivamah, because it sounds like that the pasuk is dafka describing a matzav of yibam. That this isra that we said from Lulukacha, that there's an isra of a tzara's erva, it's dafka Yivamah, it's dafka b'makayim yibam, but shalai b'makayim yibam, so then there's no iser. So that's how the Gemara is answering. It's true that Rebbe made two different drashas, and it's all about the tzara of an erva, but it was two different halachas. One was to darshan that the tzara's erva b'makayim mitzvah, b'makayim yibam is aser, and the other was to darshan that the tzara's erva shalai b'makayim mitzvah, that she's going to be mutter. My taima, the Gemara speaks out what we just said. My taima, what's the makar? Because of yavam v'yivma. We darshan this halacha that b'makayim mitzvah, that shalai b'makayim mitzvah, the tzara's erva is mutter. That's learned out from the Yivama, b'makam yibum hu da'asira tzara. We darshan from there that it's dafka b'makam yibum, that's when the tzara is asir, but shalai b'makam yibum shari tzara. But shalai b'makam mitzvah, when it was Baruch who was married to Bracha and Shprinza, Baruch being a stranger, so then Shprinza is mutter to Shimon. Now Amar Rav Ashi, so now we concluded all of our kashas on Rava. The Gemara now says a new point now. So Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says over that Masnisa Nami Deka. Our Mishnah is actually Meduyuk like Rava. Now not only are we not asking a kasha, says Rav Ashi, I even have a shtickle raya to Rava. Rava said that Erva leitzricha krad, and an Erva's pater is pashut that she's pater from Yibam, because Ein Asei Deicha Leisa Asei Sheish Bakares, any drasha that we brought was always just on the Tzara and the Tzara's Tzara, but the Erva herself doesn't need a pasuk, because an erva is pasha that she's spotted from Yibam. Says Rav Ashi that our Mishnah is a shtickle meduyik like that. The Katani, the lashon of our Mishnah is like this. The lashon of the Mishnah is chamesh esrei nashim paitrei tzarei sayen. It says that there's 15 arayas, 15 ladies, that they pater their tzaras. Now, many people maybe add this kashan when they learned the Mishnah. It's very funny that the Mishnah doesn't talk about the patur of the erva herself. It should say v'ilu paitreis upaitreis upaitreis leketani. The Mishnah never says that these 15 women, they're pater from Yibam, and they also pater their tzara. That's not what it says. It just jumps straight into the tzara. It just says that these 15 women, they pater the tzara. Hello, what about teaching me the fact that they themselves are pater? Shushma mina. What you see from that is that, no, because the fact that they're pater, that's pasha. The Mishnah doesn't have to, Tanav, the Mishnah doesn't have to tell me that an erva is pater from Ibam. That's pasha. Ena say dechaleis say sheish bakaris. The only thing he has to tell us is the things that are learnt out from drashos. So things like the fact that the tzara is pater, that's what the Tana teaches us. But the Tana never teaches us the fact that the erva herself is pater, because that's something that's obvious. So that's a raya, that's a diak, that's mashma like Rava, that the erva doesn't need a pasuk.